بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Brother Suhail to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam and whether believing in this concept is compulsory in Islam or not. Without believing in the wilaya of Imam Ali, your good deeds will be accepted or not. Before getting to these two major questions, talk a little bit for us about the concept of wilaya of Imam Ali. What does it mean exactly?
In regards to the wilaya of Imam Ali is to believe that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet, then wilaya means guardianship. Belief in the guardianship of Amirul Mu'minin bila fasl, without any space, after the demise of the Prophet is, if I would say, wajib, incumbent upon Muslims.
Yes.
Over here, because we know that the Islamic world is divided into two, the Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims, and right now the Shia Muslims are closer to the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, because they know that the major difference between the Sunni brethren and the Shias is that the hadith thaqalain, Kitabullah wa itrati, Kitabullah wa sunnati.
Yes.
Even though that Kitabullah wa itrati has more basis and emphasis, you cannot keep something against the Quran that is over the Quran or under the Quran. You have to keep something that is equal to the Quran. So we have Kitabullah.
Yes.
And Quranatik.
Yes.
Quranatik means
Ahl Bayt. Quran Ahl Bayt, yes.
The Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. So we have the essence of the Quran itself, and those who interpret the Quran from the holy household of Allah, they can be equal. You see, but if you see, like you take Quran and Sunnati, you say Quran is the word of Allah, but Sunnati, they say that it's the traditions, the tradition of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The problem with the tradition of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, if you take in the general sense, it means that all the ahadith that came in the name of the Holy Prophet is compared as sunnah. So you see sahih, da'if, and others,
yes,
come into this sunnah, while the Quran has no da'if and other concept. Quran is sahih 100%. You see, so you cannot say Quran that is haq with a hadith that is a combination of sahih and daif, or haq and batil, to be at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
You see, then we have the concept of Ghadir, the
yes,
last pilgrimage, where the Prophet says that man kuntu maulahu fahada aliyun maulahu. You see, where he says that for whomsoever I am your wali, your guardian, Ali is your wali. While the brothers come and say that wali means friendship, and you come to realize that I do not see a point. Why would the Holy Prophet say that man kuntu maulahu, like whoever I am his friend, Ali is his friend. It doesn't make sense in one way, because Prophet did not come to make friends in this world. He came to guide over us. There is a connotation between some scholars. They say that for the brothers, if you believe that the Prophet was your friend, you will take Ali as your friend. But if you take Prophet as your guide, you will take Ali as your guide.
Uh-huh.
You see? And therefore, the wilayat of Ali after the Holy Prophet is without any space, incumbent upon all the Muslims, especially the Shias who are closer to this riwayah of Hadith al-Thaqalayn and the concept of Ghadir-e-Khum.
Yes.
Apart from the Sunni scholars or brothers, the scholars do know this concept of Ghadir-e-Khum. They know the reality. And if they do a bit of research, it's very open for them that what the meaning of Wali Mawla means.
Yes.
But the laymen or the people that are normally below the member listening to the scholars, most of them do not know what this concept mean or what the reality is. But if they go and search in their own books, they will see that the concept of wilaya is there. For the wilaya of Amir al-Mumineen has been proven from the Risala of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to the places where he had sent Amir al-Mumineen, whether it is to spread a message where the Prophet sent a companion and he was ordered to tell the companion to come back and send Ali for this message. Or then we have to see that when the Prophet was told that he should leave and do hijrah, he should leave someone behind him who is trustworthy and would not run away, as we have in the scene in the war of Uhud. I think some of the companions ran away.
Yes.
So and, we don't want to see that issue as well. And therefore, he kept Ali, his soul, in the place to him for him to rest, so that the enemies can be misguided to think that the Prophet is here and the Prophet reached safety. So we see in this incidents that Amir al-Mumineen was directly left behind the guardianship. And the best of the guardianship was when he was left with the guiding of the three Fatimas from Mecca to Medina. And who is in better hand, whose hand is religion safe than the person who was given the duty to hand over the daughter of the Holy Prophet from Mecca to Medina in with safety.
That's so
a person
right.
that can bring the daughter of the Holy Prophet from Mecca to Medina with safety, then he can be a better person of bringing the religion from one place to the other with safety without any changes.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
But if a person does not believe in the velaya of Imam Ali, does that mean he is not a Muslim? He is certainly a Muslim, isn't it?
No, so the conditions...
But his religion and his religious beliefs might not be complete. Is it so?
So here we have two connotations. One is Muslim, one is being Shia, a
yes.
righteous Muslim. The Muslim, the condition for being a Muslim is just taking the Shahada. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You see? So you are already a Muslim. But a person that knows that the wilaya of Ali is incumbent upon him, and then he denies that purposefully, then his deeds are not in line with his beliefs. For he denies what he believes. A person that believes in the wilaya of Amir al-Mumineen, but denies it because of the pleasures of the world, is not going to be right even in his actions. So that would be a very brief answer to whether the deeds of a person is accepted if the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen is not accepted, with the condition that he knows and believes that the wilaya is with Ali alayhi salam, and then denies it because of the pleasures or any reason of this world or the hereafter.
What does it mean exactly to believe in wilaya? I mean, what should I do as a Muslim if I believe in the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam? How should I act in my life?
In the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, you should act in accordance to the principles laid down before you from the Holy Prophet and the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. We know that the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, the Imams, did not come and bring any Sharia apart from what was there by the Holy Prophet. You see, they came and sticked with it. Now, what are we supposed to do in this wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen is that we have a lot of concepts that say after the Holy Prophet till the fourth Khalifa, there were a lot of changes. And a lot of Muslims right now say that the war that was waged during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in the fourth Khalifate state was much more than what the three caliphs combined had in the war. The problem is, if the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was accepted bila fasl after the Holy Prophet, there would not have been war as such. The reason itself, it shows that a lot of people, because here we are not talking only war against non-Muslims, here we are talking about war with Muslims. The thing is that during the three Khalifas or the three Khalifate, there are a lot of changes that took place. When Amir al-Mu'mineen came into power with the choice of the whole Ummah, because according to both traditions, Sunni or Shia, the choice of the Khalifate between the four Khalifas were different. So there was a Sakifa during the first Khalifate, then we had an Irs, like telling whom to be. So the first Khalifa says who will be the second. So this is the second choice of how to choose a Khalifa. And the third choice of choosing a Khalifa was having an majma of few people, six people in a locked room, where these people would choose the next Khalifa. So that is the choice of the third Khalifa. And then the fourth Khalifa was chosen by everyone in the Ummah. So we have four ways of choosing a Khalifa. But because the Imam alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he is the first Imam of the Shia Muslims.
That's all right. All right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for your answer to this question. Believing in the concept of Velaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen or not. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till now the episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في نهرا من لبن علي وحسيني